The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this lovely planet of ours.
Wow.
500
episodes
of Being here. That's what tonight is, number 500. You know, it's wild. I figured it out. It would take almost 21 days of listening 24 hours a day to hear all our shows.
You know, some of you listen to every single one of our shows. That means that you have devoted that much time into strengthening your ability
to be present in current time and live in your life in each moment, rather than worry and think and ponder how to be a better you.
Just imagine how much has happened in all of our lives since May of 2007, when we launched this for the first 13 weeks to see if we liked it. Clearly we have.
Yes.
We have really, really enjoyed speaking to you, our listeners, and speaking with all of the people who've been courageous enough to call in, ask their questions, share with you little pieces of their lives. Some of you actually have come to seminars out of listening to our radio show, and you've recognized the people you've been listening to for years, and they're minor celebrities. It's quite wonderful. We've talked on all sorts of different
subjects. We've talked about sex, stress, family, relationships, career, communications,
parenting, love, enlightenment, finances,
dating, success,
fun,
creativity.
We've had some amazing guests like Richard Bach
and Ivan Meisner.
So thank you. However you've participated with us, whether you've been our engineer at Voice America, the Seventh Wave Network, who've been our host for these 500.
We also had Alan Cohn on.
Alan Cohn.
Who's been a really great friend to us over the years.
He has been a very, very sweet, sweet, great friend. All of you, thank you. This is our thank you episode. It's our celebration episode.
And so I think we won't skip talking about listening.
No, because that is the best way to celebrate.
That's right. When you listen, truly listen to another person and let what they're saying in as though you're listening from their point of view, you get pulled into the current moment of your life. When you're disagreeing or agreeing, you're pulled out of the current moment of your life. When you just listen to hear what another has to say from their point of view, it pulls you into the current moment. And that is where transformation takes place. Enlightenment, self-realization, call it what you will.
And we were looking back at the episodes, and I do believe our first episode was Instantaneous Transformation, How to Live in the Moment.
And you know something? Transformation truly is instantaneous. It is not something you accumulate over time.
You're either transformed in this moment,
or you're not. And you know something? You can lose it.
But you can get it also. The more you practice, it becomes a lifestyle rather than something you achieve.
Right.
And really, instantaneous transformation is a byproduct when you listen.
When you truly listen, because that pulls you into the moment. Hey.
We have several callers wanting to celebrate with us today. I don't know if they have questions, things they want to talk about. Well, let's start
with Paisia.
Where are you calling from, Paisia?
Hello, I'm Paisia. I'm calling from Sydney, Australia.
Awesome.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to the show,
Paisia, how did you find us?
Well, it's actually very interesting how I found you. So I was reading a dating book by Marie Folio. This is probably way back in 2007, 2006. And it was referring to your book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. By the way, that is my favorite book still so far. I read the book then, and what you have in that book totally resonates with some. It just gave me a very good feeling, and it draws me in. And what you're talking about, so I started being in contact with you, and then I was living in Singapore then, and I started attending workshops when I was traveling for work in the States, and that was 2007, and I'm still enjoying it. I'm loving it. I'm loving being here. The radio show helps me in every space. I love listening to it in archives, joining the show. Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for letting us know the story and how you got here. And yeah, there are people in our background that have really made a difference, and we're saluting all of them, including you.
Well, thank you, Marie Folio.
For introducing
you to us, because you're a gift.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have a question?
I don't know if it's a question. Currently, I'm in a project which we're going through some peak period. I'm doing an IT project. I'm currently managing a team up to 50 people building data for a specific IT system. So sometimes through the pick and troughs, we get very stressful and the timeline's very demanding. So I find myself in my mind keep on moving ahead and moving ahead and moving ahead and running down. So do you have any tips for me to slow down? Or when I move too far ahead, I find I don't listen very well, and sometimes I could potentially be nappy.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What have you done lately for fun?
Good question.
I guess you have to answer. Well, yeah, I have been going out, but it's more after work. It's not so much scheduled, but yes, okay.
You know, it occurs to me, as you're managing people, if you're being rather forward momentum in yourself, or you're being hard on yourself, or you're not looking to actually rest when you're resting or play when you're playing.
Or enjoy what you're doing. Mm.
If you're just about getting the project over with,
then you're bound to create stress.
Everything will take time. Because this moment isn't it. It's when we cross the finish line. So you're more likely to make mistakes. You'll have to go back and fix. You'll miss things.
Because you won't want to see what doesn't fit in what you're up to. So if something doesn't work, you won't want to see that right away, because it means you'll have to go and handle it. You know, everything becomes an interruption and an intrusion when you are rushing to get things over with, rather than doing the work to complete it in a organic flowing way and having fun along the way, like it's your idea to be doing this stuff.
You know, I know we got to speak to you briefly for a moment before we went live with the show, so we know that you actually stepped out of a meeting in order to speak with us today. When you go back in, look at the people. Actually see them, as opposed to have them be pieces on the way toward producing your result.
Right. Okay. No, that is so great. That is so great. We have a daily stand up every morning at work, and sometimes I feel as though I'm doing a military roll call. But
okay. But that's yes. What you're. That's what you are doing. Mm. So you can change that. You can, when you call somebody's name, make eye contact, be there with them, see who's there today.
It takes no more time to connect and have a kindness in your voice and a actual interest in them in your eyes and in your being than it does just to go, Paisia, check. Shia, check. Ariel, here.
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Excellent.
Hey, thank you so much for being a part of our 500th celebration of being here. And thanks for listening and, share the show. That's something you can do, too, to support people and having fun. Find one of the shows on fun. You can actually go up on the archives and you can
sort by fun.
Find a show that you think is fun, and you can send it to folks.
Okay. I will do so.
Awesome.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure being on the show.
Thank you.
Great pleasure having you.
Excellent. We have another caller.
Let's take the next lovely lady, shall we?
Yes.
Zoe, are you with us?
I am. Hello, Ariel and Shia.
Hi, where
Hello.
Are you?
I'm in Manhattan. I'm in Harlem,
okay.
In my apartment.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on your 500th episode. I think that's awesome.
Well, thank you.
So,
what can we
I have a question.
Do for you? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I have a question, and I got it while I was listening to Paisia speaking about work and interacting with people at her job. So I'm a teacher, and I teach eighth graders. So most of them are 12 or 13 years old, and it can be very stressful sometimes, or I guess not inherently, but I sometimes add stress to my job. And I have a specific example. So today I was taking my students down to dismiss them after school. And we do it in a very specific way at my school because we're taking the students and dismissing them out into the world, into the Bronx. And we want to dismiss them in a way that's efficient and safe and to make sure that everyone leaves the building in a very orderly way and goes straight onto their bus or straight to the subway and doesn't linger too long. So I dismissed my students and came back upstairs, and I noticed that one of my students who was supposed to be on the line was still upstairs. So he had gotten off of the line and he'd gone back upstairs and he was wandering around. And that didn't seem like a big deal to him, and it might not seem like a big deal to some people, but it was a really big deal to me because I see it as a safety issue if my students don't know that when I'm in charge of them, they need to be where they're supposed to be and be where I tell them to be. And so I asked him to stay upstairs with me for 15 minutes, kind of like a detention, just because I wanted him to really know that that wasn't okay. And he started crying and, like, really sobbing. And I was thinking about, I got really in my head, and I was thinking about, am I mean, and am I too harsh on my students? And do I take enough time to treat them?
I have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
I can't answer the questions you were asking of yourself, but I do have a question. When you saw him wandering around upstairs and it was unexpected, did you have a moment of fright or of being hard on yourself that you had missed one, like he had dropped away and you hadn't noticed it?
I was surprised, and I was also angry because...
Angry it, with who?
Yeah, I was angry. I'm sorry.
Angry with who?
I was angry with myself, I guess, because I felt like it showed that I was disorganized or didn't have them all in order, you know?
Well, I like that you just said what you just said.
Yeah.
Where you're worrying about what other people think about you, mm-hmm. rather than looking and seeing what's important in current time.
Yeah.
You know, that you're worried that you'll be judged for this kid not making it out of the school on time. Now, mm-hmm. These children that you work
supervise
with and teach, yeah. are they
special education
right.
children?
Right. Do they have learning disabilities?
Yeah, some of them do. Right.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. This student in particular doesn't, but he's also very immature in some ways. So I do worry about them getting home on time.
Okay. We need to go to a break shortly. We have some ideas about this situation that you just described. Can you come
yeah.
back with us after the break?
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Great.
We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. Hey, we want to shout out to listeners from all over the world who listen to us, but particularly Austria, Italy, India,
Brazil, United States, Romania,
Spain, Germany, and
Switzerland.
So thank you all for listening, and everybody else who's listening from wherever you're listening, thank you for being part of our listening audience.
And our transformational community.
Yes.
If you'd like to meet us in person, here's the next couple places you can do that. We have a special evening in New York City on the theme of magical relationships, Monday the 30th, January 30th. On Tuesday, January 31st, we're doing the international teleconference on the same thing, magical relationships. You can find, if there's a hub that's calling in for that near you, or you can create one, just go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can look under seminars.
Our next workshop, weekend workshop, is Intimacy in New York City. It's March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and you'd be welcome to join us for that.
You're invited. Also, yeah. Just so you know, Costa Rica Intensive in 2018 is now open and it is filling. So if you'd like to join us in 2018, make your plans and make it so.
You're
still with us, Zoe?
I am. Hi.
Hi. Okay, so let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
First one is anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So that you resisted this kid not following instructions and being dismissed from school in a timely and orderly way, that you resisted it.
Had it loom large.
Dominated your life.
Second principle is things can only be exactly as they are in any given moment. That child could not have possibly left in the line as you dismiss school because he didn't. So it's just a fact of what is.
And the third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself. So if you just notice that he was back up in the classroom and not on his way home, well, if you just saw that, that would be enough. Mm-hmm. Now, see, I think that you are very hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw his not being ready to leave or downstairs or on the bus to go home as your personal failure.
You even said it's a safety issue. If something would have happened to him whilst under your watch because he slipped off without your being aware, you would have been devastated. So your mind is such that it runs off to the worst possible scenario in an instant.
And what you do is you punish yourself in your thoughts.
Yeah.
So chances are you're going to want to punish him too, same way you treat yourself.
So the only way to know whether or not he was sobbing because he just got the gravity of something or you touched off something in him is to look at whether or not you had him stay that 15 minutes with an element of anger added in.
Yeah.
And, you know, the anger doesn't have to do with his actions. His actions triggered whatever anger
lives in you.
Yeah.
And whether it's anger that gets elicited when someone doesn't follow your
instructions,
or if it's that you became afraid and that ignited that anger. It doesn't really matter what the cause is. If you spoke with him with anger, it can elicit that kind of response.
Right. Yeah. That was really incredibly helpful.
You know, one other thing, Zoe, if you were angry, I wouldn't be hard on yourself. If you see it, it's over.
Yeah. But if you're hard on yourself, this behavior of getting angry when things don't go the way you want will continue and, in fact, get stronger.
And you may need to check in on him tomorrow, just see how he's doing. And if you have any concerns, call his parents.
Okay, cool. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. And it's just so nice to get help seeing something without having to punish myself for what I see. I really appreciate that.
That's great.
Excellent. Yeah. Hey, thank you for being part of our 500th show.
Thank you. Have a great show.
Well, we already are.
Yeah, true. Cool.
Excellent. All right.
We have another caller.
Let's take her.
Judy, are you there?
Where are you calling from?
Judy?
Town.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, there you are.
Could you say where you're calling from again?
I'm in downtown Manhattan.
Okay, Now we got you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm also honored to be on the 500th show. When I was looking at what this was about, I read it as celebrate your life. That not just that this was a show, and I really appreciate that because I get at this point that life is short and you never know what's going to happen. So as long as I'm here, I should appreciate it. And sometimes I get a little, disgruntled with myself for things and forget that. And then I just bring myself back. And I appreciate that your technology has allowed me to do that.
Well, at least you bring yourself back and you're really welcome. That you realize that you've gone off in an upset and can extract yourself from that upset and bring yourself back to current time and get back in relationship with your life, that's very awesome. That's a gift to everybody around you.
I feel like it's a miracle.
That too.
Although you did just say something that caught my attention. I know you may have a question, and I'm happy to get to it shortly. When you said life is short, and I should be here for it. I still hear you dictating yourself. In there is an embedded complaint against yourself should you happen to notice that you've been distracted or off worrying. The moment you notice that you're distracted or worried or have been not in your own personal center, you're already back or you wouldn't even notice it. So the should dictate is something that comes from our minds of wanting to improve ourselves and how to be a better us.
That's accurate.
Cool.
In this past week, I had a friend of mine passed away, and then two of my clients, when their spouse passed away and their mother passed away. It was really like, sometimes I feel like it's a wake-up call, and then I do get hard on myself when I'm not, if I get upset about something, or something pisses me off. So.
Well, look, people are dying every second. People are being born every second. People are dying every second. Look, there's 7 billion people on the planet, plus some. And in every second, hundreds, thousands.
Born and die.
Right. In each second. So, it's part of the living process. But we in our culture have death as a failure.
He lost his battle with fill in the blank. So-and-so died today. He lost his battle with...
whatever. It's always a lost battle as if your passing is something you could have avoided.
Or is a failure of some point.
So, Judy, what if getting lost in your thoughts isn't a failure, it's just a what so when it happens?
That would be awesome.
Well, it is awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah.
You know, you could skip the beating on yourself part of it, as if you should have been different.
Hey, Judy, have you ever been really sick for a period of time, whether it's even a few days, so sick that you really feel like you can't do anything and you just need to hang out?
Yes.
Well, did you do it wrong that you're not producing on those days when you're ill?
No.
Well,
you hesitate and think about that for a long time.
You know, you've got this driving forward production chip in you.
Yes.
I am really glad you're coming to Costa Rica. We are pre-recording this 500th episode because we will be in Costa Rica
with you
when it airs. I am so happy you are giving yourself the luxury to be here in an environment where we are clearly not doing anything, producing anything, just being, giving yourself the luxury to be. Congratulations for that.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
That's good. Well, not the looking forward part so much. May as well really
invest in where you are before you get there. Otherwise, you'll be looking forward to the next thing when you leave Costa Rica.
You know, as if there isn't any better than here. If you operate as if where you are today is the pinnacle of your life.
And this is what you should be celebrating, this moment, because this is all there is.
You know, being here.
That's great.
As the name of the radio show applies.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah, why not? We can take that bigger. It really is celebrating being here, not just the radio show, but being here in general.
Yes, I agree. And you actually did answer my question with me just speaking.
What was your question?
Well, it was really how to, when I get hard on myself, the answer is B, and just let things be the way they are, but to not have to be so driven or so ahead and get upset if I find myself that I'm not celebrating.
Let me say something about that, because there's something to be said. You work in an environment where most of the people are not enlightened. Most of the people are striving towards some goal that they think is going to be better, and they pressure themselves and thereby pressure you to achieve or acquire or get somewhere, as if where you are and what you're doing isn't enough.
That is accurate.
Yeah, so it isn't surprising that you get sucked into the suck of that current. You get pulled into the undertow of that current of gotta excel, gotta get ahead, gotta get that job, gotta.
Well, particularly because you handle sales for your organization, so it's a challenge to be here and not have to be concerned with targets and growth. How to have it both at the same time.
Yes.
You know, you asked your question and you answered it of yourself and you made the answer, oh, it's just about B. But I have another answer for you, or an additional one. And it comes back from our friend Alan Cohen all those years ago when we were in the midst of writing a book and I'd hit a glitch in it, in myself. I'd hit kind of a wall. And at that point, he had written 20 books. And we said to him, you know, I really admire that about you. And he said to me, well, if it's not fun, I don't do it. And it totally turned my life around. I realized I was adding an effort to something that I wanted to do, so much so that I turned it to not being fun.
Right. And that is actually fun when you're doing it like it's your idea to do it. But when you have a deadline or something that you're trying to produce and that gets bigger than your experience of being, well, then you end up being miserable.
And I also happen to know you, Judy, you tend to overproduce. So my suggestion is to look and see if you're moving toward not having fun, you're moving in the wrong direction. If you are having fun, chances are you're on the right track.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
And for being a part of this show.
And we're going to have a break now.
So we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
Mm-hmm.
And don't
miss
being here.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
This is the 7th Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Happy anniversary. It's only not really an anniversary, but it is 5 years.
And happy 5 years, 500 shows.
Yeah,
not five years.
No, it's more.
It's
many, many years.
Almost 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having a brain freeze. 500 episodes. That's pretty cool. Yes, it's 9.61 years. We figured it out with the calculator earlier. A couple of things to let you know. If you want to join us in person, isn't it time? It really is time.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Hamburg, Germany, which, by the way, is a lovely place, particularly in the spring. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe course March 30th. And then we're doing Practical Enlightenment Weekend, March 31st, April 1st and 2nd. If you'd like to come, join us.
Right. You know, our book, Practical Enlightenment, is really a good book.
Won lots of awards.
Right.
Mom's Choice.
New York Book Festival.
Great Northwest Book Festival.
Wow. Gold medals in all those places.
That's right. Went from east to west.
Right.
And all around the town.
And all the moms agree.
You can check out our books online. They're all available on Amazon. There are audiobooks as well on Audible. And they're quite wonderful. So, and as Paisia said, working on yourself
doesn't work.
It's a classic, and it's even more profound now than it was back then. So it's the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, let's take our next caller, shall we?
Yeah.
Colleen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, it's great to be on this show.
Well, thank you.
I've loved being a caller for this 9.61 years.
We love having you.
You know, I'm so grateful. It's been a lifeline in so many ways. On a handful of times I've called in where I've been a brat in my life and upset and fighting with myself and my husband and my life, and you've given me, you know, sparks of juicy moments where I could see myself with non-judgment and go home to my husband and fall in love over and over and over again, and it's just great.
That is just great.
We're happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it's really lovely that you call in and present that as a possibility for listeners, whether it's their first time or their 500th time, the idea that you can see something, not judge it, and in an instant your life can transform, and it can transform over and over again so that life becomes loving and an adventure and fun as opposed to being a brat, which
makes life a battlefield.
That's right.
Yeah.
One of our definitions of transformation is transcending your bratty nature.
That's so great. And you know, it's not a Wednesday and can't call in and whatnot, I go to your archives, you know, when I'm feeling the urge to fight or I'm feeling upset or, you know, or feeling off. It's just such a wonderful touchstone that I can just go to anytime, and it's such a gift.
Well, I want to make another suggestion. You know, you can go to those archives even when you're feeling well.
I would try it when you're feeling well and see if, rather than having to dig yourself out of being upset, you create a state of momentum where that is so rare as to be virtually not at all.
And it doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to the show.
I love
See,
that.
The other thing is this. When you're lost and upset, it's harder to hear. It's harder to listen to the show because you have a specific thing you're trying to change. But when you're feeling well in yourself, there are possibilities and options that you would have missed had you been upset.
Say that again. I missed that last thing.
Well, there are possibilities and options that you would have missed if you were upset, that being already well in yourself and just listening to the show for entertainment allows you to see things that you hadn't seen before.
You know, whether you've been upset or not, I would suggest you personally, and whoever else wants to take the advice as well, only listen as a form of entertainment.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Otherwise, you reinforce working on yourself, and working on yourself doesn't work.
Yeah.
And if you call in with, as Shai was saying, an agenda, you miss things. And if you do it for a lark, for fun, to hook into the community, to see who you might hear that you don't know or do know, or I don't know, there's something. There's a whole other possibility, Colleen, that this show can provide for you if you listen to it for fun as opposed to getting ahead or getting back, getting somewhere.
I love that. That's great. That sounds amazing.
Cool. Did you have a question for us?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah. If I had a question, what you just shared for me is just great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
It was, dare I say, fun.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a lovely rest of your life.
Until we see you next. And then even after as well. Hey, thanks for calling. We have another caller waiting, so we will
take her. Tracy, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, that sounded very good. I like that.
That did sound very here.
That sounded very here. I like that. You're being here.
Thank you. And happy 500th. I'm also very honored to be on the show when I saw what the topic was about. And I'm finding the more I hang out with you guys and the more I hang out with the community, the weller I feel in myself.
The more well, I like that.
I do have a question. I think it's a question for a conversation about this. Is that, you know, I notice that you guys are authentically yourselves, no matter where you are. You know, I've seen you at workshops, at work, and not at work, at play, and you're authentically yourself. That's my observation, no matter where you are. And I find I have a tendency to worry about what other people think about me.
Look, darling, we all worry about what other people think about us. That's part of the mechanism of our minds. See, because the mind worries about things. But luckily, you're not your mind.
Plus, with practice, you get better at setting that aside and engaging in real time. When Shai and I first did this show, the very first time, and actually for years, we had two huge flip charts where we made notes of what we were going to talk about to make sure that we could cover enough information and we didn't forget the details.
Or fill the hour, you know. We were concerned that we weren't enough.
And now we have a little Google Doc online. We look at it just to make sure. But it is like 90% the announcements of things we want to let people know are upcoming.
We know what we want to talk about.
So we are authentic, true, but our certainty in ourselves has grown over the years.
That's one thing. But the other thing is this, Tracy. I went to the dentist this week and had some dental work done. And after it was done, I was left with that I didn't say how I felt about it to the dentist because I was disturbed that he and his assistant were talking about casseroles when they were working in my mouth.
And they made little mistakes and poked him and jabbed him and burned him.
Yeah, I got my lip got cauterized rather than my gum. My tongue got drilled rather than a tooth. So I got, and it was upsetting, so I didn't say anything. But the fit wasn't quite perfect. You know, they needed to grind the temporary crown down a little bit. So I went back to the dentist and I spoke to him about those things because I was disturbed by it. And you talk about being authentic. Well, I was authentic in that moment. And I was authentically enough disturbed by the work done in my mouth that I couldn't be honestly self-expressive without making him very wrong. So I didn't say anything.
So that didn't make Shia more authentic one time, less authentic another time. You're looking at your authenticity through your mind, through your judgment structure. What's a good Tracy? What's a bad Tracy? What's a better Tracy? What's a preferable Tracy?
Right. Rather than realizing that you are this incredible being and you don't make mistakes. See, you do what you do.
Second principle. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. You know, that was a really awesome section in Working on Yourself Doesn't Work.
But, you know, that's a really awesome idea, too. See, look, Tracy, you're on this radio show with us. It's not really radio, internet show. You're on this talk show with us. If you had done anything differently in your life, anything at any other time, you wouldn't be here now.
You'd be somewhere else. Make a left, make a right.
So you haven't done anything wrong. It all got you to the current moment of your life, and you're doing really well.
Thank you, yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
And all the worrying you've done all along, that hasn't stopped you from getting here.
You know what you're describing, though, is your story. You have a story about you. We all have a story about ourselves. But you're far better off engaging in your environment, listening to your friends, looking out rather than introspectively to see how you're doing.
Well, you see, the thing is, we've all been taught that there's something broken in us, that we're imperfect, and that's all a lie. It's a lie that we've been conditioned with, that, you know, that they're, you know, this one of original sin. You're not in any way flawed, but in your story, which compares you to other people, which compares you to other versions of you, you are in that story.
Yeah.
But you're not your story. If you want to be right about your story, you stay the way you've been, and life becomes a same old, same old. But if you let go of that story and look around, you'll discover there's a complete other world existent right here, right now, and all you have to do is be here for it.
You know what I'm thinking?
I love that.
That we talked about in Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, going way back to when we first published that, which I think was in 99, the first,
yeah, 99.
And then we did a second version of it around 2007 that McGraw-Hill bought and we expanded. We talked about that you aren't the voice in your head, you're the one who listens. And if it's talking to you about how you're doing, I suggest you just re-engage in your environment. It really doesn't matter how you're doing.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, see, an image just came in my head when you said that. I pictured, you know, be having my attention on people looking at me and how my thoughts immediately, when that happens, I, you know, have had a habit of being very self-conscious. So,
yeah, I think that habit is so that you don't have to be responsible for how drop-dead gorgeous you are.
I like that.
You know, and it's probably strategy you put together. I'm going to be politically incorrect here. It was probably a strategy you put together when you were young and started developing breasts. It was like, put your let me try and hide. You are very beautiful, and there's nothing wrong with you. And that's where we're going to leave it because we're getting to the last minute of the show. And
thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
A pleasure talking
with you.
Sorry to torture you with how we see
you. Beautiful you are, but tough.
The B word. Oh, my gosh.
You are a beautiful woman.
There you go. The beautiful game. Hey, next week's show is called Your Life as a Meditation. If you've enjoyed this show, share it. Or any of the episodes. This is a gift that keeps on giving. It's transformational. It's ease. Transformational ease. So
yes.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for being our listener and part of this community. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Thank you. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.